Okay, thank you. Good afternoon or good evening. It's June 21st, 2022. It's a little after 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board of Elections Committee. Michael Novick, the chair, and Secretary Aki Tanaka will call the roll.
Okay, so this is the official roll. Okay, Teresa.
Can you hear me? I say yes. Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Bud Cohen. Okay, don't have that. Violetta Diamond.
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher. Okay. Dee Dee Hack.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, D.D. is here. William Herwagon?
William Herwagon.
Okay, William is here. Okay, thank you. Iveria Jones? Okay, there you go. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike Lewis is here. Shel McPherson?
I'm still here.
Helen Walker. Okay. Michael?
Yeah, Michael Levin is here.
Michael is here. Myra?
Yeah, I'm here. And as a point of personal privilege, I would really appreciate it if people would mute themselves if they're not speaking, because there's a lot of extraneous noise that makes it difficult to hear what's going on. It's star okay. 6 on your phone. Please mute.
Okay, Sean Lodes.
Sean is here.
Sean is here. Okay, Minerva. Minerva Sanders. Okay, she's not here yet. Okay. Akio Tanaka is here. Carol Wolfrey.
Here. Carol here.
Okay, Carol is here. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we have 10 people out of 16, so we have quorum. Okay, so go ahead, Michael.
Yes, thank you. I did send around a draft agenda and post it to KPFDX, and I'll read it for the stream. It's a call to order and roll call. Approve the draft agenda, set the time certain for adjournment, approve the minutes, discuss opening the meetings to additional input, a report from the PMB regarding the prior motion, a report from the cost-cutting working group, if any, and any motions, report from the fundraising working group, if any, and any motions, or the timeline discussion, new business, and then adjournment. I'll let you put adjournment down as an item. Would someone like to move the agenda?
I'll second that, if it's needed.
Any amendments or opposition? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. First item on it is setting the time certain for adjournment.
I move that we set a time certain 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, so that would be at 6 p.m., a little bit less than 2 hours from now, and about an hour and 45 minutes. Is everybody okay with that? Okay, I don't hear any objections, so let's say that the time certain is 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Did you circulate minutes, Aki? I'm sorry, I've been telling people offline. I've had a bunch of family issues in the last couple of weeks and didn't pay close attention.
I can use your key. Check my.
Aki, are there minutes from the last meeting?
Yeah, I sent 3 minutes on June 5th at around 10 or in the morning, and I think that Please have everybody get that.
I move to approve the minutes. This is Carol.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Any objection to approving the minutes?
No.
Okay, hearing, I think that was no objection. So, hearing
okay.
No objection.
Yeah, William would like to abstain. I don't know if that, I don't think that requires a vote.
Okay. I will note that, sure. Okay.
Thank you. So I would like to discuss the question of opening the meeting to additional input. I know that last year there were public comment and testimony taken during the discussions about the elections, and the I think there was kind of a working group even that was set up beyond the ranks of the committee. So I would like to see if we can do that again this year, and if there are people with ideas about, how to streamline the election process or how to, raise funds or how to correct some of the difficulties we've had in maintaining, accurate lists and so on, that we should solicit that input and allow people to make comments on this call beyond the ranks of the members themselves. I'm wondering if there's any objection to that.
This is Carol.
You can go ahead.
Yeah. I have a concern about opening it up to a lot of people who may not be aware of some of the constraints that we're looking at, the finances. That it seemed to me that a lot of the coverage and a lot of the working group of the election committee last year was about people wanting to have, be on the air and about the carts. And so it was really more about their accessibility to their election rather than what we're focusing on right now, which is how to raise money and cost-saving issues. So I wouldn't want to just open it up to, like, a lot of concerns and complaints that should actually be handled by an election supervisor. I would prefer to ask people to write to the election committee and for us to have a way for them to communicate with us in that way rather than to be barraged by a lot of people who are wanting additional airtime or additional access to the radio or other debates.
Vanessa to the stack, please.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Vanessa.
I absolutely do not agree with that. One, I think it's very democratic to open it up to the listeners. We listen to the committee members first and then make space for, listeners to participate. The concerns that were expressed last year, that was last year following the election. I really anticipate and people are going to be expressing the same concern.
Well, point of personal privilege, are you moving, Vanessa?
I am. I'm sorry. Does it sound like I'm moving?
It's just hard for me to keep up because you're talking
okay,
pretty
I'm
fast.
Okay, I'm
sorry. And covering
okay,
a lot of information,
sorry.
And I'm not understanding. I'm having a hard time.
Okay. Okay, well, I keep it off speaker. Is that better? Is it better off speaker?
Yeah, but
Okay. Muffled before.
Okay, we're on speaker and moving. Okay, so number one, I disagree. I think it's much more democratic. This is what we did last year. I don't know about previous years, but certainly last year, opening it up to first the committee members and then to others who wish to express their opinions. Instructing, people who want to participate to write letters is incredibly officious. And I think, certainly, not in the spirit of being open and hearing directly from people as the meeting occurs. The opinions and concerns that were expressed last year, I think those are resolved. I don't anticipate that we'll be hearing a lot of people with the same concerns. If they raise those concerns, we can suggest, you know, that they contact the election supervisor. We can just sort of redirect rather than sort of muting them, with the exception of being able to write in their comments. So I think the precedent has been set, certainly last year, maybe even previous years, that those who are not on the committee who want to express their viewpoints should absolutely be allowed to do that.
Sean for the stack.
Thank you. Is that Sean?
That was Sean.
Go ahead.
I support what Vanessa just said. More to the point, though, is that, yes, the committee members speak first, and then we open it up to non-committee members to speak. But here's the thing. It's not a free-for-all. We're asking them to weigh in and give their opinions on the topic at hand. So if we're not talking about, you know, access to the airwaves and other complaints that they may have had, it'll be ruled out of order.
Thank you. This is the Chair, Michael Lovick. I want to concur on that. I think that, you know, last year there were a lot of issues about violations and problems. I think what we're talking about now is, first of all, the question about the timeline, the one that can sustain affordably within the context of the current fight. And so I think there's a lot of that we did. I don't know if other people are reporting to the local station boards, but we have, you know, our local station board meets monthly, and we do have reports from the committees, PNB committee, as well as our local committees. And so I think there is interest around the network in trying to help solve this problem and figure out how we can have a valid and well planned for election process that does allow the members to exercise their franchise. So I think that to the extent we can get, you know, additional input on those topics is what we're talking about, I think that that would be beneficial.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, one of the issues is that the Pacifica National Board is required to have public comments at their meetings, and because they don't, that kind of leaves a gap for other areas. So actually, I see opening the meetings up to anyone as not democratic. You know, people just don't walk in and start talking it in Congress. You know, you have to be elected. So it kind of undermines the fact that people are elected to open things up to just anyone. One possible compromise that might be optional is to have public comments at the end of the meeting time certain at an hour and a half. And so in that way, people could comment at the end of the meeting. But also, I think it was going to get really bogged down if we have 20 people joining in the call because a group of people decide they want to have input on something, and then they decide that they want to speak on every single issue that we have on our agenda. It seems chaotic and not a workable situation. So if people feel very strongly that you want to open it up and dilute the meetings in that way, I would say have public comments at the end of the meeting.
Vanessa, to
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
I do not agree with that. We're not Congress, number one. And even Congress has hearings where people can come to speak. Again, as long as committee members are being allowed to speak first, and the listeners and those who want to participate are speaking to the topic, we can set a time limit. I think it's sort of speculative to imagine that 20 people are going to join and everybody's going to want to have something, one thing to say about everything. When non-committee members were allowed to participate last year, even though there were a lot of concerns, they were timely concerns. They were timely to the election. That was last year. This is this year. And, again, I don't anticipate that happening. They speak to the topic. There was no bogging down of the meeting. That just did not happen. So I think we continue with the precedent that was set, be as democratic as we can, and just put some structure around both committee members and non-committee members speaking.
Thank you. So I would like to suggest that if we do, allow people to join the call, we will stick to the agenda as adopted by the body. I'm sorry?
Hello?
Is that available?
Hello? Yes, it
Hello,
is.
Yes.
To everyone, I'm in Westwood and I'm on my way home. I had an emergency to handle, so I will get right back to you as soon as I get settled in the car.
Drive carefully.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amelia.
All right. Thank you.
So, Aki will take part of Amelia attending. What I was saying
is
that. Thank you. I think we could, if we, do invite people to participate, make it clear that we're following a certain agenda and that perhaps for each agenda item there could be a period of public comment after discussion by the committee members. I also think it might be a good idea if we do get these working groups established, which is not clear to me that either of them have gotten started yet, that we could invite people to participate on the working groups as well. With input on these topics that we're addressing immediately around the timeline, the cost-cutting and the fundraising efforts. And I think that that would be constructive participation. I don't know if it requires a motion to do that.
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I agree that maybe we should have a Zoom meeting or... Yeah, maybe a Zoom meeting on raising money and then have another Zoom meeting on cost cutting. But we do need to take into consideration that what we've got here is a representative democracy. Our listeners have voted, and as a PN, and then our local station boards have voted, so I have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we can afford to do what everything that we do. And there's going to be eventually a vote on things, and I'm certainly open to input. But I have had people come into meetings and think that they got to vote, and this would be like public comment where people give information, and I think that we just need to be sure that we keep focused on the fact that we need to raise money, cut expenses, and have a fair election. Maybe not necessarily in that order, but we definitely need to be able to afford the election. Somehow we need to make sure that we make our payroll as well as run the election. So, thank you.
Vanessa from the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa. and then let's see if we can try to wrap up this item.
And then William also.
I'm sorry, who is that?
William Hairwagon also.
Okay, thank you.
If William can go ahead, since I don't think he's spoken, and I've spoken a couple of times, and I'll go after William, if that's okay.
Yeah, I want to make a motion, so I'll wait. You go first, then I'll make my motion. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think perhaps what's being overlooked is that the information that we will receive from non-committee members could be instructive. If they think they're going to vote, we just tell them, just make it clear that non-committee members don't vote. They're not on the committee, so I don't know why they would think they would vote. And just be clear, structured in how we handle it, allowed democracy to reign, and just put, you know, some parameters around it. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. William, you said you had a motion?
Yes, thank you. I would move that your statement, Michael Novick's statement, be made a motion.
Okay, that was
point of information.
Who's that? Sorry.
Point of information.
Yeah, who's asking?
Carol. It's Carol.
Carol. Okay, go ahead.
Or point of order, really. I mean, that's not really a motion. My motion is that whatever you said is not really a motion.
That's understood. So, could you? Put it in some language referring to what we would be voting on, William.
Chair, point of order, please.
Yeah, William here. William here.
Guys, yeah, thank you, William. I'm new to the call. I don't recognize everybody's voices, and for the benefit of the stream as well, if people who do speak could identify themselves. Wasn't clear. Was that another point of order that you had raised?
Yeah, that was a point of order. Vanessa, please.
Point of order.
Okay. All right.
Okay, my point of order is just moving forward. I trust that, you know, William being the wordsmith that he is, he'll craft the motion, but saying what he said, referring to your statement and wanting to frame it as a motion, is no different than someone making a statement and another person saying "so moved" without completely repeating what the previous speaker said. So, but I, you know, welcome William's expansion.
All right, thank you. I think I heard another point of order from Myla. Myla Reason, did you have a point of order that you wanted to raise? I don't hear her. William, did you have some language you want to put forward?
Carol for the stack.
Yeah, William here. Move that the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting shall be open to the Pacifica public and they can participate in the meeting but not vote.
Okay, thank you. So that's the most on the floor. Was that Carol?
Teresa Allen for the stack.
Oh, Teresa? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
I would say that the motion would be, I think that maybe we ought to open ourselves up for one or two meetings specifically for the discussion of fundraising ideas for the election and cost cutting for the election. Maybe another one for discussion of, I don't know, other issues involving the election, but not every meeting moving forward. We already have 16 people on this committee, and if we open this up too broadly, we might not actually be able to. I mean, the motion does not mention like public comment. I think that if we're going to invite the public into our meetings, we have to be very specific about what their role will be, because I think that people's interpretation is that it's like a, not, I'm not going to use the term free-for-all, but that we're inviting them to join the committee. That's just the impression I get. I think you have to be, if we're going to take input, we have to be real clear so we can actually have time enough to do our other business.
Vanessa, to the
Carol, for the STEC, I had asked to be on the STEC before.
Okay.
Okay. Carol and then Vanessa.
And William.
Yes. I have a substitute motion, and I will read it. The Pacifica Elections Committee will hold two Zoom meetings to ask for community input regarding fundraising and cost-saving strategies for the election.
I'll second that.
I have a friendly amendment.
Okay, hang on a second, Myla. So, all right, so there was a motion from William. There's the substitute motion from Carol. I think it was seconded by Tariq. Is that right? And Myla, you want to make an amendment? And
that's
as much as we consider at this point.
I just want to specify instead of saying the elections, I think we need to be specific and say 2022 delegate elections.
I accept that.
Okay, you know, once motions are made, amendments are offered, they're in the body. So is there any objection to...
Yes, I object to that.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll have to discuss it and vote on it. And then if it's added, it becomes part of the substitute motion.
I'm sorry, William. I'm Michael. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Okay, I'm trying to, you know, try to keep track of Robert's rules. My understanding is this: there was a motion that was made by Mr. Heerwagen. There was a substitute motion by Ms. Wolfley, and then an amendment. There's been an objection to the amendment, so we would discuss that amendment, and then we would have to vote on it to see if it's added into the substitute, and at that point we would discuss the substitute further.
Okay.
On the question of adding the line.
So I request to be recognized regarding the substitute.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I object to the substitute because it, in effect, muzzles people who want to participate in meetings. It's not theoretical. We did this last year. It happened last year. There was no confusion. Maybe there was some frustration over the number of comments about the election.
All right, Vanessa, right now we're just discussing the question of adding certain language to the substitute. We're not discussing...
Oh, so you're discussing the amendment to the substitute about the 2022 election?
Yes.
Well, I disagree with that because it assumes that an election can be and will be held in 2022, and that is yet to be determined.
Okay, thank you. As a further discussion of the amendment, it would not be adopted as a policy yet. It would just be added into the substitute language.
Carol, for the stack.
Go ahead.
So, this body did pass a motion at the last meeting having to do with our support for holding an election in 2022. So it's interesting that we're talking about bringing a lot of people onto the elections committee to give a lot of input when we're not even, when some members of the committee are not even assuming that we're going to have an election for 2022. So I do support the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion?
Vanessa to the SAC.
Okay, since you did just speak, let me see if there's anybody else who wants to speak.
Teresa for the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa, and then we'll come back to you. Vanessa.
William,
okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Could you repeat the amendment?
The amendment is to add the language, the 2022 delegate elections, into Carol Wolfley's substitute motion.
Well, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think as a PNB member, I know this is going to be coming to the PNB, and I think that we should assume that there's going to be a 2022. And if it's not possible, then I think the PNB will shoot it down. I do support this amendment, and I do support this substitute motion because I think it's healthy to have people involved in the process, but with limits. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're not discussing the substitute yet, so we'll get to it. Right, William, did you want to speak? Otherwise, we'll go back to Vanessa.
No, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, Vanessa?
Okay, to my knowledge, there was no motion to support having an election in 2022. There was a motion by the PNB, which directed this committee to develop a timeline. And two timelines have been proposed, one for this year and another one that would be next year. So, correct me if I'm wrong, to my knowledge, there's no agreement to have an election in 2022.
Okay, thank you. So, I'm going to suggest that... All right, go ahead, Myla.
just earlier today, not long before this meeting, I, for your convenience, for the convenience of all of the board members, I sent copies of two motions that were passed by this committee. On May 31st, we passed a motion that said that we would be having an election in 2022, and on April 5th, we also passed a motion discussing cost cutting required for the 2022 election. So this body has already passed two motions acknowledging the 2022 delegate election, which is required in the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. Now, we are bound to follow those bylaws, and if we wish not to follow them, then we're opening ourselves up to problems with the IRS, with the FCC, with this California Attorney General, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wish that we would figure out ways to hold these elections rather than trying to cancel them and open ourselves up to a whole lot of problems. Thank you.
Vanessa to the stand.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa, but then I would like to move to a vote on the amendment, understanding that it does not, all that does is add the amendment into Carol's substitute motion. Then we discuss the substitute amended. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I will withhold my comment and say that for the amendment rather than for the substitute motion in total rather than this part of it, the 2022.
Okay, thank you. Aki, can you call the roll on the amendment, which is to add the words, the 2022 delegate elections into the constitute motion? Aki Tanaka, can you call the roll on that? Does everyone say we're voting on adding those words into
Carol
Wolf? Yeah. Okay,
go ahead. Okay. So, okay, Teresa?
Alan says yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Bayretta? Simon?
Can you hear me?
We do. How do you vote?
Okay, I'll come back. I'll come back to you. Vanessa?
Rich? No.
Okay, Vanessa is no. All right. Didi?
Can you read that motion again?
Yeah, we're just voting on
it's to add
Carol's substitute motion.
Adding 2022 election to the motion.
Yeah.
No, 2022 delegate election, yeah. We didn't hear that again? William?
Yeah.
No. Okay, William is no. Okay, Evelia Jones? Oh, she's probably not. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike is yes, okay. Shane, Kerry, Mike McPherson?
I think you called me. I'm yes.
Okay, Mac is yes. Michael Novick? Michael?
I said the chair usually waits to vote till the end.
That's fine. Myra, nice. Myra? Okay, let me get back to you. Sean Lewis?
Does someone have a dog barking in the background? Can they mute themselves?
Sean Lewis?
Abstains.
Okay, abstain, all right. Minerva? Minerva's?
No.
Minerva? Okay. Aki will
vote. Okay. Excuse me, this is Minerva. Do you have me as no?
Yeah, it's no.
Okay, thank you.
Got that? Thank you.
Aki, can you hear me now?
Yes, Myra, I can hear you.
Oh, good. I'm voting in favor of that language, that clarifying language.
Okay, I'm going to go back now. So I'm going to go for Bayretta.
Point of personal privilege, you were breaking up, Aki. I couldn't understand that.
Bayretta Diamond? This connection is somewhat breaking up everywhere, but Bayretta? Okay, I'm not hearing her vote. Okay, let me get
back. Did you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
We hear you.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know your vote.
Okay.
We hear you now, but we did not hear your vote.
Oh, no.
Who was that voting just now? Who was voting no?
Bayretta.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Jesus, thank you. Bayretta is no. Right, let's see. Evelia? Is that back on? Okay, here we go to, let's see, Michael Novick? Let me get your vote.
No. Voting no.
Okay, Michael is no. Okay. Carol Wolfrey?
Yes.
Okay, Cal Wolf is yes. Okay, let me count. Okay, so the vote I have is 7 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention. So the amendment passes. So we now you want to discuss the motion now, Michael?
William.
Hang on a second. Let me just clarify for everyone. We're now discussing Carol's substitute with the amended language specifying the 2022 delegate elections. This is a motion to have two special meetings by Zoom. Is that right? One regarding cost cutting and one regarding fundraising.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Could you repeat the names of the people that voted yes?
I'm sorry, Aki, he's asking for kind of a poll to repeat the yes votes. You said you had 7 yes votes.
There was 7 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
Yeah, he was asking you to repeat the names of the yes votes.
Okay. You want the names of the yes votes?
Yes.
That's what he asked for, yes.
Is that Michael?
William here, we're going to ask you to repeat the names of the yes votes.
Ahead.
Sorry, can you do that?
What is the question?
You want to have the names of the yes votes?
Yes.
Yes, he has to repeat the names of the people who voted yes. He wants to check the tally.
Okay, Teresa Aaron, Gigi Haddock, Mike Lewis, Sean K. McPherson, Marita Dazen, Akio Tanaka, and Kel Wolfe.
Those are the no votes.
Thank you.
Never mind.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Was that your only reason to ask for the stack, William, was to ask for that, or were you asking to speak on the substitute motion?
No, that was it.
Okay, so we're addressing the substitute motion to have, this is instead of opening up the committee in general to a public comment, we would have two special meetings by Zoom to discuss cost-cutting measures and fundraising prospects for the 2023 delegate elections.
Vanessa was distracted.
Now, who's that?
Vanessa.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, I object to limiting the participation of non-committee members to two very special, for lack of a better word, but just to those two limited areas. I don't see the point. Either they are welcome to participate, just as was done last year, after committee members spoke, speaking to whatever the agenda item is, for whatever prescribed amount of time we would decide, but to be as democratic as possible, and I really am not understanding why non-committee members would be limited in this way. It doesn't make sense.
Thank you. Additional discussion?
My reason for the stack.
Is that Myla?
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I'd just like to say that I really like this idea of having a Zoom call and inviting people in to discuss these two of the most important areas of work for this committee. saving, figuring out as a community how we can efficiently run elections to cost, cut costs, and how we can raise money to cover the expenses. So I fully support this substitute motion, and I really appreciate the idea of community engagement in these two areas of our work.
Carol, for the staff.
Is it Carol? And was there someone else spoke at the same time?
This was Minerva. Minerva to the staff.
Okay. I'm not sure who was first, but why don't we take Carol and then Minerva.
Thank you. So my concern is we're spending a lot of time in this meeting on this one issue with some people speaking like so many times. I think it would be great for us to get on to talk about some of the cost-saving possibilities, because I think there are some really good ideas that people have that we can begin with, and I would like to move forward.
Okay, thank you. Minerva?
Yes, good evening or afternoon, everyone. I guess my concern that I have is that I do not feel like we should limit the community on what they can speak on. It's fine if we want to ask them to provide some type of ideas or input for fundraising and how to cut costs, but I think to be fair about how things are done, that the public should be able to speak. And I also have a concern that when you talk about there being time taken up speaking about different items, it then comes down to, or what I'm seeing is it comes down to, if there's too much conversation about a topic that someone brought up who wanted to make sure their agenda was out there, and other people begin to have input or raise questions about it, then we want to switch. I think that basically we need to remember what we're here to do, which is deal with elections, and that, yes, move on with the business. And I would say at this point, maybe we just take this motion down for right now and hold it for the next meeting. Thank you.
Teresa, okay. Put us back.
All right. Teresa, and then I'll call myself to speak. Go ahead, Teresa. Teresa?
All right. I think we should pass this now. And if we want to have another discussion on other items involving the election, then maybe take input like that when we have an election supervisor so that person can hear it. I noticed that throughout the election, people can file complaints, and they can make suggestions and give feedback to the election supervisor on our website, which I think is very good. But we have to be a little bit careful about the fact that this is not an opportunity for people to actually campaign for the office. And so I think we have to be specific about what information we want from people. Thank you.
William.
Okay, why don't you go ahead, William, then I'll speak after that.
Thank you. I don't think we should be stingy with democracy. I think we should, as I think my original motion says, allow the public in and let them participate. Not by voting, but by participating in the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to call myself to speak, you know, this is not just my own personal opinion, but I think that on the one hand, I think that a meeting by Zoom, it would be a very positive development. Trying to chair a meeting like this just on the phone, especially when I don't have access to the dashboard of Maestro Conference, is very, very difficult, even with just the 16 members of the committee. So I think a Zoom meeting is a very good idea. I don't like the idea of restricting it only to those two topics. I think we were charged by the PMB in particular with the question of coming up with the timeline, which we have not yet done. And I think that the questions that are raised around the raising funds and cost-cutting have to do with the fact that we're in a financial crisis of great proportions, impacting the ability to carry out the timeline, and that we're already past the scheduled dates of the 2022 delegate election being referenced under the bylaws in any event. So I think that I don't object to having a Zoom meeting, but I think that restricting the policy topics is unwise. I think we do need to solicit member input from around the local station boards and foundation generally regarding the question of what kind of timeline we can operate on to have a successful election, as well as the subsidiary questions about how to make sure that the lists are in order and many other issues that have to be taken care of in advance, including in terms of the timeline, how members are informed of their right to become candidates and then of who the candidates are. So if this substitute motion does carry, I still think that we would probably need to schedule additional meetings on all those topics. Thank you. Is there further comment? Okay, Aki, can you call the roll? Again, I want to clarify this question because it's come up again and again. If we adopt the substitute, what that does is it wipes away the previous motion from William Heerwagon, but we will still have to vote on the substitute as the main motion. I agree it sounds weird, but that's because once it becomes the main motion, it might be possible to amend it again before we vote on it. That's the purpose of having this kind of discursive process. So we're going to vote on the substitute motion as amended, and then we'll consider if it fails, we'll go back to William's motion. If it's adopted as the main motion, then we will consider additional amendments. Aki, can you call the roll?
Okay.
Can you read the motion?
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
I don't have
the
Carol.
Okay. Carol, can you read the motion?
Yes. I was on mute. The Pacifica Elections Committee will hold two Zoom meetings to ask for community input regarding fundraising and cost-saving strategies for the 2022 election.
Yeah, I think it was 2022 delegate election.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Aki's going to call the roll on that. Go ahead, please.
Okay, sorry.
Hello, Sarah?
I say yes.
You're voting on the substitute motion?
Alan says yes.
Okay. Alan says yes. Okay. Violetta, Diamond?
No.
Violetta is no. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No. No.
Okay. Vanessa is no. Okay. Dee Dee Hallock?
Yes.
Okay. Dee Dee is yes. William Heerwagon?
No.
William is no. Okay. Evadia Jones? He's not on yet. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike Lewis is yes, okay. Mac?
Yes.
Okay, Mac is yes. Michael Novak?
Yeah, come back to me at the very end.
Yeah, oh, yeah, George Chet. Okay, sorry. Myra? Myra Eason?
Can you hear me?
You?
Can you hear me now?
We hear you, but we
can hear you, but we don't have you.
What is your vote?
I'll get back to you, Matt.
I'm just having trouble muting and unmuting. Can you hear me now? This is Myla, and I want to vote yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I got you as a yes. Thank you. Sean knows. Sean?
No.
Okay, Sean is no. Okay, Minerva? Sanders?
No.
Minerva is no. Okay. Akio is yes. And Carol Wolfley?
Carol, yes.
Carol is yes. Okay. It's a missing a vote here. Let's see, right?
I think you heard we got a vote from Avelia. I'm not getting the call or not. Avelia, are you present? This is the unfortunate problem of not being able to access the...
okay, we'll go back to Michael then. Yes. Michael Novick?
No.
Okay, Michael is no. Okay, so the vote is 7-6. Okay? Michael, the vote is 7-6.
Seven yes and six no. So that has become the main motion. I would like to solicit an amendment to that main motion to specify that we could hold additional Zoom meetings on other responsibilities of the committee, such as the timeline.
I second that. Michael, this is Myla.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, I was asking someone to make the motion. We'll take that the Myla did. So that's under consideration as an amendment to what is now the main motion, which is Carol's substitute.
Teresa for the stack.
The meeting, yes. Just trying to clarify for everybody what's happening. So there's now a new amendment, which is to add and to hold, the committee may hold additional Zoom meeting to seek community input on other topics such as the timeline. Go ahead, Teresa.
Are you going to state specifically what the topic is? If you're just going to add things as we go, then I don't think we need to amend this motion. But if you're going to say, and I want to include one on such and such topic, then we can vote on it now. Otherwise, I would say not vote on this, because you can bring this up any time and say, oh, I think at this time we need a Zoom meeting to discuss blah, 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 and take the public input. That could come up any time.
Right.
So
the amendment specifies the timeline and other responsibilities of the committee.
The timeline and other responsibilities,
Michael?
Of the committee. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael? Michael?
Yes.
Michael? You know, the substitute motion passed, and then it's going to be voted on as motion, as you're voting on the substitute motion as a main motion.
Yes, the reason we do that is to allow the possibility of additional amendments, and there is an additional amendment before we vote on the main motion. If there's no objection to the amendment, that will be incorporated. If there's an objection, then we'll vote on the amendment, and then if it carries, we'll vote on the main motion as amended. So the amendment is to add additional Zoom meetings to solicit community input on the timeline and other responsibilities of the committee. Is there an objection to adding that language in?
This is Teresa. May I speak?
Sure.
Okay. I'm actually opposed to asking the public about the timeline. I think that there are a lot of considerations that we're discussing on the national level, and I'm thinking that there are many details that the average person is not aware of, and we'd spend more time kind of bringing them up to date than having any useful information of discussing the timeline.
But if we're going to just say anything can be discussed regarding the election, fine. But I don't think that we should have a specific Zoom call just about the timeline. So maybe you can clarify.
Nothing. Was someone asking for the floor?
Vanessa to the staff.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
I really think that we sell our members and non-committee members short to assume that they're kind of too uneducated to whatever the word is to keep up and understand the discussion that's taking place. They are, many of them are very informed, very well informed. And there's certainly no harm that comes from seeking what could be very rich input. Again, we did this last year, maybe even years prior, where non-committee members had the opportunity to speak after committee members on point to whatever the topic was within a prescribed time frame. And there were rich ideas. So I think to assume their, pardon the expression, too stupid to understand is a mistake.
Point of personal privilege.
I'm sorry, was that Teresa?
Yes.
What's your point of privilege?
Are you suggesting that I'm calling our listeners stupid?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying when you break it down to its lowest common denominator, that's what it sounds like to me. Whether that's what you're doing or not, that's what it sounds like to me.
I'm sorry if you feel that way. I just feel our listeners have lots of things that they're dealing with, and they're not aware of some of the things that are coming up in executive session on the national board and many, many factors that add in. I never would suggest that our listeners are stupid, but I do realize
William.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
William.
Okay. William, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on this committee, but I'm not on the PNB. I have no idea what's going on in their executive sessions, so that doesn't necessarily apply evenly here, in as just stated. Thank you.
Milo for the staff.
Go ahead, Milo, and I'd call myself unless somebody else wants to speak.
You know,
Milo,
go ahead. At first I thought this was a good idea, but honestly, the work of this committee to create a timeline keeps getting deferred. Aki put together a pretty good timeline. There was supposedly going to be some kind of a report on it. We should be coming up with the timeline as soon as possible, and to kind of put it off so that we can have some kind of a public forum at some point in the future seems to be delaying one of the important jobs that this committee is charged with. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who wants to speak? Otherwise,
but exactly.
Go ahead.
No one is suggesting to have a town hall meeting, to have a special meeting that would look something like a town hall meeting. We're saying to allow, as has been done previously in years past, non-committee members to speak, to offer the richness of their experience and their opinions, which does not delay any decision-making by this body. It should add to it, add to the richness of the discussion.